Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Shulls. Today we have two stories from Aesop's Fables. These stories, they really reflect the current state of politics, to be honest, and that's why I chose them and that's why I put them together. They're, well, you'll see. And they do fit quite well. Our first story is a story of fame. Our second, a story of lies. This is The Mischievous Dog. A dog used to run up quietly to the heels of those he met and to bite them without notice. His master sometimes suspended a bell about his neck that he might give notice of his presence wherever he went, and sometimes he fastened a chain about his neck, to which was attached a heavy clog so that he could not be so quick at biting people's heels. The dog grew proud of his bell and clog and went with them all over the marketplace. An old hound said to him, "Why do you make such an exhibition of yourself? That bell and clog you carry are not, believe me, orders of merit, but on the contrary, marks of disgrace. A public notice to all men to avoid you as an ill-mannered dog." Those who achieve notoriety often mistake it for fame. Our second tale today is The Monkey and the Dolphin. A sailor, bound on a long voyage, took with him a monkey to amuse him while on shipboard. As he sailed off the coast of Greece, a violent tempest arose, in which the ship was wrecked, and he, his monkey, and all the crew were obliged to swim for their lives. A dolphin saw the monkey contending with the waves and, supposing him to be a man, whom he is always said to befriend, came and placed himself under him to convey him on his back in safety to the shore. When the dolphin arrived with his burden in sight of land not far from Athens, he demanded of the monkey if he were an Athenian, who answered that he was, and that he was descended from one of the noblest families in that city. The dolphin then inquired if he knew the Piraeus, the famous harbor in Athens. The monkey, supposing that a man was meant and being obliged to support his previous lie, answered that he knew him very well, and that he was an intimate friend who would no doubt be very glad to see him. The dolphin, indignant at these falsehoods, dipped the monkey under the water and drowned him. He who once begins to tell falsehoods is obliged to tell others to make them appear true, and sooner or later, they will get him into trouble. And that is The Mischievous Dog and The Monkey and the Dolphin. Two stories that illustrate two aspects of, well, politics, mostly around the world, unfortunately, at this point. This is Dan Shulls with the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.